This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski. Here are the stories we're following for New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st. Taking a look at our forecast for the new year.
Scanlon bids farewell to the mayor's office.
All in all, we have strengthened city government.
This is Brayton Wilson with more coming up.
The latest on the DJ Granville investigation closing within the Buffalo Police Department.
A friend of ours recalls the very first game at Highmark Stadium. I'm Tom Puckett. That story coming up.
Former Bill Stephon Diggs facing criminal charges. All that and more coming up. We'll see the snow. It's falling right now and will continue to fall in the southern tier. Eventually, that lake effect snowband will move its way up to Buffalo. 2 to 4 inches in the Buffalo area between this afternoon and this evening, and it should be out and back down into the southern tier by later on tonight at about 8 o'clock or so. So if you're having New Year's plans, going out downtown to the ball drop or something else, just keep that in mind. Everything kind of changing, but it will be a snowy ride down, snow on the ground for the ball drop. An internal investigation into the crash involving Erie County Sheriff's Narcotics Chief DJ Granville has been completed, resulting in disciplinary action against several officers. Granville was captured on video in April of 2024, crashing a county-owned vehicle into multiple parked cars on the city's west side. Six vehicles were struck. It caused nearly $60,000 in damage. In a statement, the police union said that officers involved have accepted a range of resolutions, including conferencing and penalty days. The accident report that night, signed off by Buffalo Police Detective Sergeant Lucia Escalin, who's Granville's sister-in-law. She has been reverted back to her previous position of lieutenant within the department. A total of 5 Buffalo police officers were put on administrative leave. Granville himself was sentenced to 50 hours of community service and nearly $700 in fines. Buffalo Police Union says the matter has now been resolved within the department. On City Hall, it's going to be a big change tomorrow. Sean Ryan officially takes over as mayor of Buffalo. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more with the outgoing mayor, Chris Scanlon.
Buffalo's acting mayor, Chris Scanlon, feels his administration has been able to address a number of issues over the last 14 months that have helped strengthen city government. Among the accomplishments Scanlon highlighted on Tuesday with his administration includes capital investment, housing and neighborhood initiatives, public safety and community well-being, and more.
Inside of City Hall, we focused on making government work better. We strengthened city operations through tighter spending controls, vacancy management, and the creation of the Office of Innovation, with the goal of delivering services more efficiently, transparently, and responsibly.
While Scanlon admits his 14 months in office were chaotic, he best describes his tenure at Buffalo City Hall as successful.
The work that my team has done in the last 14 months, I would put up against any 14-month stretch in the history of the city. And because of that, this city is safer. We are more sound footing financially. We communicate better with the public. There's there's more streamlined processes here, and I'm eternally grateful to the men and women that have worked here, and I've had the great pleasure of working with for the last 14 months.
As Scanlon gets ready to return to the Buffalo Common Council, what does he feel Buffalonians can expect of the city as the calendar flips to 2026?
I truly believe that Buffalo's best days are still ahead of us. It's a matter of working together, addressing some challenges that we still face, but I think that if you look at the work that we've done over the last 14 months, the four-year plan we've put in place financially, if those types of things that are adhered to and we work together, that Buffalo's best days are straight ahead.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Stephon Diggs, New England Patriots star receiver, former Buffalo Bill, facing criminal charges for allegedly trying to strangle his in-house chef. Andrew Dimbert has more.
According to the police report, a woman who said she was working as a private chef at Diggs' Dedham, Massachusetts home claims he entered her unlocked bedroom December 2nd after they had been having an ongoing text exchange over money owed to her. She says he subsequently smacked her across the face and then tried to choke her and allegedly threw her onto the bed and said something to the effect of "thought so" before walking out of the room. Authorities now pursuing felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges against Diggs.
Diggs denies the incident took place. His attorneys, in a statement, say their client looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. Fans are reacting.
You can't have this type of stuff if it's true. You don't want to lose the guy, but do you want this guy putting on your jersey?
When I see the hard evidence, then I'll maybe have an opinion then, but right now, no. Go Diggs. I love him. He's a good guy. Stay strong, and we're all rooting behind you.
Some Patriots fans reacting to the news yesterday. We're preparing here for what's likely the last game at Highmark Stadium this Sunday. WBEN's Tom Puckett talking to someone who was there for the first.
Dominic Cortez says a friend got him a pair of tickets to that first game at what was then Rich Stadium in 1973. He took his dad and both experienced a traffic nightmare.
I don't think they were as sophisticated as they are now with traffic control, because the throughway was a virtual parking lot all the way there. And getting into the parking lot was another challenge.
Cortez and his father ended up leaving the game early to beat the rush. He says there is a similarity between the newness of the original and new Highmark Stadiums.
It was. And you know how we look at it now as a derelict building that needs to go. It's funny how, you know, times have changed. The look and feel of stadiums has changed. But back then, just like our new one, being state-of-the-art, it was state-of-the-art, too.
Fans received a special souvenir that day. Find out what that was from Dominic online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. Starting to set in a little bit. Last game at the stadium this Sunday, 4:25 kickoff against the Jets. We're going to be talking about it with Eric Wood. He joins us at 8:20 a little bit later on this morning. Well, we've spent a whole lot of time staring at our screens over the last year.
A new study by Reviews.org found that on average, Americans check their phones nearly 200 times per day, or about once every 5 minutes while awake. Breaking it down even more, we spend 5 hours and 1 minute per day on our smartphones. That's the equivalent of about 83 days per year. But it's not just phone screens we are fixated on. When you add in laptops, tablets, TVs, and gaming consoles, the average person racked up 12 hours and 36 minutes on our devices each day. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
How about that? Well, dozens of people have already been convicted in Minnesota for stealing millions in taxpayer money meant to help those in need. And now a viral video prompting action from the White House. A video claiming daycares receiving public funds and not actually providing any child care.
The Trump administration now says it's pausing all federal child care payments to Minnesota amid allegations of widespread fraud in the state. The move blocks $185 million in funding to daycares provided by Health and Human Services. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz firing back, accusing President Trump of, quote, politicizing the issue to defund programs that help Minnesotans, adding, "We've spent years cracking down on fraudsters. It's a serious issue, but this has been his plan all along."
Nicole D'Antonio there with the latest from Minnesota. Everyone getting ready already. Hours to go at Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Here in Times Square, there are different levels of crowding, road races, concerts, and then there's New Year's Eve, when Mayor Eric Adams warns
hundreds of thousands, if not a million people, would be right where you're standing.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says among them will be city cops and other resources.
Assets that you will see and others that you will not see.
Top names in entertainment will be out here as well. Chapel Roan, Maren Morris, for you old schoolers, Busta Rhymes, and Diana Ross, leading up to the ball drop that ushers out 2025 and welcomes in 2026. Have a safe New Year's Eve in Times Square. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right, in England, they're getting ready to chime in the new year.
Clockmakers in London are fine-tuning the mechanics of Big Ben.
As it gets closer and closer, we do hourly time checks just to make sure that the clock is as close to proper time as we can get it.
To ensure the nearly 200-year-old landmark chimes right at the stroke of midnight to ring in the new year. Kamal Afzali, CBS News, London.
In August, you look at the clock and it's like just totally wrong. But, you know, now, tonight it'll be right. Already 2026 in some parts of the world. New Zealand, where everyone ringing in the new year. A big fireworks display, as you can hear right there going on. So already celebrating the new year in parts of the world. Brought to you by Paula's Donuts, made with love. Paula's Game Day Donuts are back. Chocolate frosted, dunked in crushed pretzels and chips, drizzled with red and blue frosting, plus football frosted donuts, red, white, and blue sprinkle donuts, and more. Order your Game Day Donuts ahead of time for in-store pickup at Paula's Donuts.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com. /terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Donuts. .com. The price of gold is $4,320 an ounce. The price of silver, $71 an ounce. Taking a look back this morning at 2025.
In 2025, we said goodbye to many notable figures from politics, entertainment, sports, and religion.
Ave Maria.
Pope Francis passed away on April 21st, Easter Monday, at the age of 88.
You should not have to compete against a foreigner for
conservative
your
activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at a speaking event on a college campus in September.
I was a big supporter of the enhanced interrogation technique.
While former Vice President Dick Cheney died in November after a battle with pneumonia. The film world started 2025 by mourning the death of groundbreaking director David Lynch.
I got him on the shuttle at Grand Central. Now,
later in the year, moviegoers marked the passing of Gene Hackman, Val Kilmer, Diane Keaton, and Robert Redford. Sports legends Hulk Hogan and George Foreman died this year. The science community remembered the legacy of primatologist Jane Goodall. Music fans said goodbye to the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, and turned up God Only Knows in honor of Beach Boys frontman Brian Wilson. Mike Dubusky, ABC News, New York.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Snow this afternoon will be heavy at times with temperatures in the mid-20s. The snow will continue into early this evening before shifting further southward overnight. Overnight lows around 12 degrees on Thursday. Partly sunny and cold, highs in the teens with snow showers across the southern tier. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
And joining us live this morning, Eric Wood. He'll be on the call this upcoming Sunday afternoon, maybe one last time, probably one last time, from Highmark Stadium. Eric, thanks for being with us this morning. Has it sunk in yet that this is likely the last game at the stadium?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, my hopes of winning the division weren't very high with the Patriots playing the Jets and the Dolphins the last couple weeks of the season. And so you got to live with that. And I know that's not the expectations that we had heading into the season and really for the first probably quarter or half of the season. But this is the situation we're in right now. And so we'll have to make the most of this likely last game at Highmark.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, I think, maybe even emotional for a lot of people to go there one last time to be able to enjoy it. Everyone's excited about the new stadium. It's going to be great, but there's a lot of memories built into that. What are some of your favorite memories from the stadium?
Yeah, and I'm with many Bills fans who have just so many core memories from this stadium. I remember running out on the field for my first regular season game against the Buccaneers, playing my favorite game that I played in was probably the game in 2011 where we beat New England to go to 3-0 to start the season and all the energy that went into that. And then, you know, in the broadcast booth, we've had tons of great memories in that stadium with playoff wins and, you know, shoot, comebacks this season that have been a ton of fun. I think back to the perfect game against New England when we kind of finally turned the tide on the division and just smoked them at home where Josh and the Bills score on their first seven possessions of the game.
Well, you mentioned running out of the tunnel. It just made me think of something because you go over to the new stadium and it's not going to be the same. It's going to be, I think actually even behind the Bills bench, at least for halftime is where they're going to come out from. They've got separate tunnels for each team. It's like what a lot of new modern stadiums have. That's going to be a little different. I mean, it's unique in a way almost still to have both teams in that one tunnel coming out on the field at the stadium, isn't it?
It is very unique, and it's not always convenient. We saw issues after the Eagles game where, you know, players and coaches are leaving the field through the same tunnel. You go to battle against another team for that long during the game, and then you got to leave the same tunnel. It can often lead to awkward situations. It'll be probably a welcome change in that regard to where, you know, to be easy access in and off the field for trainers and equipment guys and whatnot behind the bench. And then, you know, they'll still have their dramatic entrance at the beginning of the game, which will come from, you know, one of the end zone tunnels or corner of the end zone tunnels. But, that tunnel's a unique feature of Old Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, for the game itself, Eric, there's a lot still up in the air, but only so much that the Bills can control. So that being said, how much do you expect to see of Josh Allen, of the regular starters during the game?
I think you got to rest as many guys as you can, and that includes Josh Allen. Now, you potentially let him play a couple series on offense to potentially try and find a rhythm heading into the playoffs, but you know, the one thing you don't want to do is get anybody dinged up if you can't avoid it. Now, the way the rosters are constructed, you can't rest everybody, and so you pick and choose certain guys who you want to either because of injury or age or, you know, their value to this team, you likely shut them down this week, and then, you know, you hope that you can either get a loss from Houston or the Chargers to where you can hop up into that 6 or 5 seed. But you go out and play to win the game, you just don't necessarily want to put anyone in harm's way.
So it seems like you can do 5, 6, or 7. It's almost all up for grabs right now. And then who you'd play would kind of depend. You need some other results to go your way. But between Jacksonville, the Patriots, Steelers, Ravens, Are you looking at any of those teams, looking ahead and saying, I like that one more than the other in terms of a matchup?
Yeah, I mean, just based upon the success we've already had at Pittsburgh this season, you'd probably say give us Pittsburgh. But, you know, any place you go on the road in the playoffs is going to be difficult. And you're going to have to beat quality opponents, obviously, when you come postseason time. And so, you know, if you get a backup quarterback potentially in Baltimore, maybe you like that matchup if you can go to Pittsburgh. But ultimately, our goal is to win the Super Bowl, and it's not going to be an easy road. It's likely going to be three road games if they can get hot. And so it'll be a difficult run.
It's weird how Jacksonville seems like the scariest of all those teams. You know, I mean, you look forward to it, and you don't think that much of the Jags coming into the season. They're on this incredible run, and there's just something about going to Jacksonville. It's like the boogeyman or something for the Bills. Like, we just don't have a ton of success there.
And we haven't had a whole lot of success in Houston either. And so both those places, you have to conquer some demons going there. Now, you know, Jacksonville has played really – they forced a ton of turnovers. I believe they forced 12 turnovers in their last five games. So they've been beneficiaries of some sloppy play by their opponents. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence is playing really good football right now, and we'll see if he can do it in the postseason.
How do you attack games like this? I mean, you know, for the Jets, a lot of guys might be playing for jobs. For the Bills, you're trying to stay healthy, stay sharp heading into the playoffs. The game itself, though, means, you know, it will mean something in the standings, but, you know, in terms of actual teeth to it meaning, I don't know how much there is. What's the mindset going into this game?
Yeah, you're going out and trying to put out good film. You're, you know, some young guys are going to get an opportunity in this game that they might not have had throughout the season to be able to prove that they deserve more playing time or deserve to be on this roster moving forward. So you'll see a lot of effort out of those guys on the field, and, you know, they're going to go out and play to win, and Sean McDermott's going to coach this team throughout the week to prepare to come out sharp. And
oh, it's kind of strange there. Seems to lost Eric. Connection not going great.
I got you on my end. You
all
got
right,
me?
All right, we got you back. I don't know what happened there. He just cut out. But you were talking about people putting good things on film. You know, I do want to mention before we let you go, Tyrell Shavers. I mean, he's had a couple of these great grabs you look at and say, hey, maybe he should get some more opportunity. Do you think that's coming his way?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. You could definitely see him play a good amount this weekend. Now, he's also a valuable piece of this team. He's excellent on special teams. He's a big reason James Cook has the league lead in rushing because of his downfield blocking and even inline blocking at times. And then he's come up with some big catches in games, and he had that monster game against the Buccaneers. So hopefully that's a guy that can come alive come playoff time.
Well, Eric, thanks a lot. Have a lot of fun one last time on the call at Highmark Stadium. I think it's going to be a special one for all of us. Eric Wood, hear him Sunday, 4:25 kickoff against the Jets. From the stadium.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.